passage, we continue the story of Noah. It's taken from Genesis chapter 6.
今天的经文取自于创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6, I'll read to you in English, verse 1 to 12. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Genesis chapter 6, verse 1 to 12. When human beings begin to... Is it okay? Still feedback? Okay. Genesis chapter 6. When human beings began to increase in number on the earth, and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, My spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of the humans and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil and only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I've created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Not away. Shalom? Shalom. Okay, all right. Since we are doing Old Testament. Now, in any epic battle between good and evil, it is said that it's always darkest before the dawn.
在任何善与恶之间的斗争，最黑暗的时刻总在破晓之前。
So in our passage today, I think the editor is trying to do the same.
在我们今天的经文中，我们就看到类似的情况。
Any glimmer of hope that you might have at Genesis 5, you would have been wiped out by what is happening here in Genesis 6.
若你在创世纪五章中得到任何一丝希望，在第六章里，这希望肯定被破灭。
A more literal translation of the verse 2 would bring out the meaning a little better.
直接的翻译第二节会把整个意思呈现得更好。
And a literal translation is that the sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were good, and they took any of them they chose.
神的儿子们看见人的女子美貌，就随意挑选。
不要用美貌，用好。
好，就随意挑选娶来为妻。
所以 ，therefore you have the three words, okay? You have saw, good, and took.
这话看见好啊娶。
What does these three words remind you of?
提醒我们什么呢
？These three words are also the three words that was happening in the Garden of Eden.
他们让我们想起伊甸园中所发生的事。
And at chapter 3, verse 6, it says that the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom. She took some and ate it.
第三章六节说到，于是女人见到那棵果树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了。
So it's the same three words, saw.Good took.
所以是同样的字眼，看见好还有去。
There were some who interpret the story of Adam and Eve quite literally.
有些解说亚当和夏娃的故事的人。
They will say that, oh, why did God create a tree with forbidden fruits in the Garden of Eden?
为什么上帝要在伊甸园中造了棵有禁果的树呢？
I believe that when they ask this question, they have an assumption in their mind, which is this tree is a flawed creation.
我认为这个问题背后有这一个假设，就是这棵树是有缺陷的创造物。
But it is not.
但实际上不是。
Throughout the creation process, seven times we were told that God saw that it is good.
在整个创造过程中，我们重复的被告知七次，神看着是好的。
So the problem lies not with the words saw and good.
所以问题不在于看着是好的。
Because indeed the fruit in the Garden of Eden was good.
因为那个果子确实是好的。
Just as the daughters of the humans were also good.
正如人的女儿一样也是好的。
The problem lies with the word took.
问题在于取这个字。
And when the taking goes beyond the stated boundary, the taking of even something that is good can result in something that is bad.
当取超出规定的界限，取的好东西可能也会有坏的结局。
And that's what's happening here. When the Son of Man they saw and they took and they saw that it was good, and when they took it, they have crossed certain boundaries.
所以神的儿子看到是好的，那取过来时候就已经是越过界限。
But what exactly is happening? What is happening here in chapter 6?
那么在创世纪六章里究竟发生什么事呢？
There are three theories.
有三种理论。
The first theory is that the Son of God here refer to 200 fallen angels.
第一种理论是这些神的儿子指的是200个坠落的天使。
And these fallen angels saw that these daughters of men, which is the human wives, were very good for giving begetting children, so they took them as wives.
他们就娶了人为妻子。
人的女子为妻子。
人的女子为妻子，与他们生养。
I guess the reason is because in heaven they do not get to marry.
我的猜测是因为在天堂他们没得结婚。
And we are reminded of this in Matthew chapter 22 when Jesus said, "At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage."
在马太福音22章里说到，当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁。
And then Jesus said, they will be like the angels in heaven.
乃像天上的使者一样。
So angels cannot get married, but you know, if they want children, I guess this is what they were thinking of.
所以天使不能够结婚，可是如果他们要生养儿女，就得这么做。
But because of what they have done, they gave birth.To what is known here as the Nephilims, who were like giants.
因为他们这么做，所以生下了巨人族。
就用那个名词了。
Nephilim,
巨人族啊。Okay. And we were told that they were full of violence and they corrupted the entire earth.
他们充满了暴力，破坏了整个地球。
How bad was it?
有多糟呢？
This is what is described in this book called First Enoch.
这些都记载于以诺一章。
First Enoch is basically a scripture that is found between the two testament, intertestamental text.
就是在新约与旧约之间的文字。
And First Enoch says that after that means this woman who were impregnated by the angels, after they became pregnant, they bare great giants.
他们怀孕生了伟大的巨人。
And this, the height was 3,000 ells. I don't know how much is that.
高达3000公尺。
Never mind. Okay. Then they say, who consume all the acquisitions of men. So men brought them a lot of things. They ate it all up.
他们吞食了所有人的收获。
And when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind.
当人无法再支撑他们时，巨人转而反向他们，吞食人类。
Then they began to sin against the birds, the beasts, the reptiles, and the fish.
而且他们开始对鸟类、走兽、爬虫类、鱼类犯罪。
And then they began to devour one another's flesh and drink the blood.
甚至吞食彼此的肉，喝他们的血。
So, as you can imagine, the situation is quite bad. So eventually, God sent the flood, destroy all life.Except for Noah and his family, and the angels, all these 200 angels, they were all bound into darkness forever.
最终，上帝差派洪水以摧毁一切生命，除了挪亚和那些被困在黑暗中的天使。
Now we believe that the early New Testament writers were influenced by First Enoch.
我们相信写新约的作者都被以诺一章所影响。
And so Peter and Jude, for example, also recorded the same interpretation in their writings.
所以彼得和犹大也这么写到。
So if we read, for example, in 1 Peter, we will read this. After being made alive, Jesus went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. This refers to the angels who were bound into darkness, okay? Those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built.
所以彼得前书这么说，耶稣借着灵曾去传道给那些在监狱里的聆听，就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人。
In 2 Peter, he repeated the same story. He says, For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, referring to the being bound to darkness, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment.
彼得后书二章说，就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中，等待审判。
And not only just Peter talk about this interpretation, Jude also talk about this interpretation. Jude even quoted First Enoch, say, I'm quoting now from Enoch. You know, so Jude verse 6, this is what we read. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, bound in forever chains for the judgment on the great day.
犹大书六节这么说，又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。
So this is the first theory that these sons of God refers to the 200 angels.
所以这是第一个理论，就是这些人神的儿子指的就是这些坠落的天使。
There is a second theory which says that these sons of God refers to the kings of the land.
第二个理论就是这神的儿子指的是那些国王。
And these kings of the land, what they were doing was they were exercising their right of the first night.
他们使用他们第一晚权力。
What is the right of the first night?
这是什么呢？
In this practice, the king can impose his will on the people by demanding and exercising this right to spend the first night with any woman who is being married.
在这种做法，国王对人民强加自己的意志，要求和任何刚结婚的女子先度过一晚。
Those who are of my generation probably remember this from Braveheart. Never mind. Okay. So this practice was universally recognized as oppressive, even though it might be quite common in the ancient world.
这种做法是公认为压迫的，但在古时候是蛮普遍的。
And this is the second theory.
这是第二种理论。
The third theory is that these sons of God refers actually to the descendants of Seth.
第三种理论是这些神的儿子指的是赛斯的后裔。
And Seth, because Seth bore the image of God, so they were called the sons of God.
因为他们有着神的形象，所以他们叫做神的儿子。
And therefore, in marrying outside the line of Seth, possibly with the descendants of Cain, now sin become pervasive among all mankind.
在婚姻中，他们娶了外邦的妻子，可能就是该隐的子孙，所以罪因此普遍于全人类。
And this third theory is very popular among the Orthodox Jews.
第三个理论深受正统犹太教徒的欢迎。
Now the advantage of this second and third theory is that we can avoid bringing angels into the whole picture because the whole story so far has just involved human beings and no angels.
这两个理论的优势是我们能够完全的避免把天使带入复杂化至今是人类的处境。
Now all three theories have their supporters throughout history.
这三种理论在历史中都有他们的支持者。
I read a lot of commentaries. I would have some supporting this, some supporting this, some supporting this, and the argument never ends.
所以都不能得到共识。
And because this story is so cryptic in nature, I don't think that there will be a resolution anytime soon.
因为它的文字很含义模糊，所以不可能，我认为不可能在近期内得到共识。
But I will share with you how I personally solve this issue for myself.
让我分享我个人的解决方式。
My personal solution is to compare our biblical story here with a contemporary account called the Epic of Gilgamesh.
我把圣经的记载与一个当代的故事 Gilgamesh 的传记来做比较。传记。
The Epic of Gilgamesh is basically a Sumerian story. And in this Sumerian story, it has many parallels with Genesis. For example, it also has a creation story. It also has an Adam and Eve story. It also has a flood story.
Gilgamesh 的传记是苏美尔人的神话，它与创世纪的历史有许多相似之处，包括创造、亚当和夏娃和洪水。
I have two reasons to be mentioning the Epic of Gilgamesh.
我提到 Gilgamesh 的传记的原因有两个。
The first is when by stating the similarities between the two, we can learn more about an ancient world where history is written mythologically.
首先从两者之间的相似性，我们可以了解更多关于古代世界，当历史被神化的时候。
I want to be very clear here that I'm not saying that they copied from one another as if the Bible is just, you know, copying folk tales from another culture. No, that is not what I'm saying.
我要澄清，我不是说他们彼此抄袭。
In fact, if you were to look at it with close inspection, the differences are much more than the similarities.
实际上在仔细的观察后，他们之间的分差远远超乎他们相似之处。
But in looking into the Epic of Gilgamesh, we can understand more about such a world.
然而，就是在这样一个世界里啊，我们看到Gilgamesh 故事中
，and Gilgamesh, we see is the hero of this story is described as such in Tablet 1.
Gilgamesh 的故事中 ，Gilgamesh 就是故事中的英雄，他被描述为
，He says that Gilgamesh is the king of Uruk.He is two-thirds God and one-thirds man.
Gilgamesh 是乌鲁克的国王，二分之三分之二的神，三分之一的人。
And he is oppressing his people.
他压迫他所统治的人。
And then they are crying to the gods for help.
直到他们哭喊神的帮助。
And then he said here, for the young woman of Uruk, this oppression takes the form of the Lord's right.
对于年轻的乌鲁克人主权就成了压迫的一种。
And the Lord's right is to be able to sleep with the newly married brides on their wedding night.
这个主权就是在新婚之夜与新娘共度一夜。
So with this Epic of Gilgamesh as a reference,
以此为参照。
My personal preference is that the sons of God refers to people like Gilgamesh.
我个人的解读是，神的儿子指的就是像 Gilgamesh 这样的人。
These are rulers of the ancient times who are thought of as semi-divine, and these people were oppressing women and corrupting the land with such practices.
他们是古代时的半人半神的统治者，压迫妇女和破坏土地。
And it's even possible that such passages in Genesis were written precisely as a condemnation.Of such heroes, you know, of whether it's the Akkadians or the Sumerians who were celebrating such heroes.
创世纪中的记载还可能是用来谴责在苏美尔和阿卡德人文化中的英雄。
And so, if you take my interpretation, I think you end up with a hybrid of a little bit of theory one, but much more of theory two.
如果你接受我的见解，那么你就接受了第一个。半神的理论和第二个压迫王权的混合。
Now let's take a moment to do some reflection here.
让我们在这里做一个反思。
Whichever theory that you prefer,
无论你偏向哪种理论
，the conclusion would so much, however, remains the same.
结论仍然是相同的。
That there will be great wickedness in the human hearts, and the earth was corrupt and full of violence.
人心有大恶，地球是腐败的，充满暴力。
And if your preference is First Enoch describes a bloodthirsty world of cannibalism.
以诺一章形容了一个食血的人吃人的世界。
But I believe that's somewhat beyond the subtle descriptions in Genesis here.
但这远超出了创世纪中的描述。
Instead, I think it's much more profitable to return to the original premise that I said earlier.
相反，我认为更有意义的是把集中放在我刚刚所说的。
The premise of saw, good, took.
看见好还有趣。
Because when you think about it, isn't it isn't taking whatever seems good to you, but yet doesn't belong to you, an act of violence and wickedness?
因为当你去想想，去夺取啊，貌似好的、不属于你的东西，是否就是暴力和邪恶行为的一种呢？
In the days of Torah, we have the commandment not to steal.
在摩西五经的时代，有诫命不能偷。
In modern times, we have property laws to provide boundaries for us.
在当今的时代，我们有财产方面的法律。
But I think that it would be very naive for us to think that the sin of saw, good, took has faded away.
然而，我们不要因此而天真的认为看见好取的罪恶已消失。
On a lighter note, we have the squabbles now between Apple and Samsung.
打比方，现在我们有苹果与三星之间的斗争。
Who saw what is good and took? Who belongs to what? I don't know.
谁看到什么是好的，谁抢过来，我也不知道。
I also don't know how God is going to react to all the illegal downloading.
我也不知道神会对非法下载有如何反应。
But on a serious note, this crossing of boundaries to see what is good and take what doesn't belong to you.
严重的说，看到好的，然后取过不属于你的。
This crossing of boundaries also include adulteries, which will lead to break up in marriages.
就包括了超越边界的事，包括拆散婚姻的奸淫。
It will also lead to financial fraud, which can destroy countries, destroy even the global economy.
和破坏全球经济的金融诈骗。
But the reverse of this saw.Good took is Noah.
但是相反的看好取来的相反就是挪亚。
And Noah is described as one who walked faithfully with God.
他被形容为与神同行。
Though we do not know what exactly it is that make him so blameless.
虽然我们不知道究竟是什么让他如此的无罪。
But we were told that at the building of the ark.We were repeatedly told that Noah did everything as God commanded him.
在建造方舟时，我们多次被告知，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
And I think that is the crux of the matter.
所以我认为这是关键。
The sin of Adam and Eve was disobedience.
亚当和夏娃的罪是不服从神。
What is disobedience? What is this sin?
他们的罪是什么呢？
It is that they are always judging by what their eyes desire, and because they only judge by what their eyes desire, they take what doesn't belong to them.
他们满足自己的欲望和夺取不属于他们的东西。
And this is the same with our passage today.
这与今天的经文相同。
And when these sons of God, whoever they are, they took what is good but doesn't belong to them.Then we see that it leads to a downward spiral of violence.
这些神的儿子，他们看到好的东西取过来不属于他们的，就导致暴力的恶性循环。
And the lesson for us today is therefore obedience to God's word, just as what Noah did.
我们的教训就是要顺服神的话语，就像挪亚一样。
And in the case of Noah, we see that his obedience eventually brought salvation to himself and his family.
在挪亚的情况下，他的服从为自己和家人带来救恩。
Now, the first reason I mentioned this Epic of Gilgamesh is to look at the ancient world from a different perspective.
我刚说到，我提 Gilgamesh 的传记的第一个理由是因为它帮助我们了解古代的世界。
The second reason for mentioning the Epic of Gilgamesh.Is to contrast the different theology between Genesis and all the other ancient Near East mythologies.
第二个原因是为了对比创世纪和古代近东神话之间所取用的不同神学。
I believe that even though Genesis share many of these stories of creation, flood, Adam and Eve, they were intentionally written.To provide a very, very different understanding of what is God.
我相信虽然创世纪也一样的记载了创造和洪水的故事，它的写法是要呈现一位与这些神话不同的神。
In the Epic of Gilgamesh,
在 Gilgamesh 的传记里，
the reason why humanity is created is because all the lesser gods, they refuse to do the the laborer's work of governing the world. So, can you just maybe create some humans so that they can do all the work instead of us?
创造人类的原因是因为较小的神明不肯做管理地球的工作。
And eventually, humanity overpopulated.
然而，人类不断的繁殖。
And that disturbed the peace of the wind god, who is called Enlil.
扰乱了风神 Enlil。
And so Enlil was very angry, and he created this flood.
所以他差派洪水。
But there is a sea god who is called Ea.
但有一位海神叫 Ea.
And Ea is the one who saved the hero of the story, which is a Noah-like character, telling him to build a boat for himself and the animals and save his family.
所以Ea就去拯救了故事中的英雄，就好像挪亚一样，叫他自己和动物造一艘船。
Let me read to you what is at the conclusion of this flood story in the Epic of Gilgamesh.
故事的结尾就是这样的。
You have this Noah-like character. His name is His name is Utnapishtim. Utnapishtim, okay, the Noah-like character, okay, the hero. He offers a sacrifice to the gods.
Utnapishtim 就是很像挪亚的这个英雄，他向神明献祭。
And the gods smell the sweet savor and gather around.
他们闻到馨香就聚集。
Now Ishtar is the Sumerian god of love. Ishtar vowed that she will never forget the brilliant necklace. No, sorry. Ishtar vowed that just as she will never forget the brilliant necklace that is around her neck, she will always remember this time.
Ishtar 就是那个爱的神明，他誓言，正如他永远不会忘记挂在他脖子上辉煌的项链，他将永远记住这一刻。
And then Enlil, if you remember, the one who was angry with the overpopulation and sent the flood, right? Enlil arrived, and he was angry that there were survivors.
Enlil 就是那个差派洪水的，他到达时非常愤怒，因为有生存者。
Now Ishtar condemns him for instigating the flood.
Ishtar 就谴责他煽动洪水。
And then, the Ea also castigates Enlil for sending such a disproportionate punishment. You know, it's okay that they make noise, but how can you send the flood? It's basically something like that.
Ea 还痛斥的骂了他给予不相称的处分。
Then Enlil regrets. All right. Then he blessed this Utnapishtim and his wife and reward them with eternal life.
Enlil 就祝福 Utnapishtim 和他的妻子，并奖励他们永生。
So in this Sumerian version of whether it's creation or flood, you know, this is my impression of it. The creation of humanity is an accident.
所以在苏美尔人版本中的创造和洪水，人类的创造是个意外。
And the start of the flood is also quite, you know, frivolous.
甚至洪水的开始，也是相处于意外。
And at the end of this flood, you know, it's basically like a quarrel, and I did the wrong thing. All right, never mind. And, you know, it's very everything sounds very frivolous.
洪水的结束也是很像是出自于意外。
Everything just happens at the whim and fancy of the gods.
一切都发生于神明的兴致和幻想。
But in our biblical account today, God's creation, not just today, but if we read from Genesis 1, we know that God's creation is purposeful and good.
然而在我们圣经的记载，上帝的创造是有目的的，是好的。
And proper justification was also given today for the start of the flood.
我们从一开始就可以看到洪水发生的理由。
And so much justification to the point that I felt sometimes is even quite repetitive.
这一点呢还一直被重复。
Similarly, when Noah was chosen to be saved, we also know the proper reasons.
同样的，挪亚被拣选保存下来，我们也知道其中的原因。
So in comparison to the Epic of Gilgamesh, we don't have multiple gods quarreling out of self-interest.
因此相比较之下，我们没有自身利益不断争吵的多位神明。
In the Bible, we have just one true God acting consistently and always out of good intentions.
在圣经中，我们只有一位真神，他的作为一致，总是出于好意。
Yet in today's passage, I think there's a controversy.
然而在今天的经文中出现了一点争议。
We were told twice that God regretted.
我们被告知两次神后悔。
God regretted his decision to create mankind.
神后悔创造人类。
Does it mean that God made a mistake?
这是否意味着神犯了错吗？
And in a way, is God just like all those Sumerian gods?
上帝是不是就像那些苏美尔人的神呢？
It is interesting because this same word used in other contexts can also be translated as change his mind, can also be translated as relented.
有趣的是这个词后悔在其他情况下也被翻译为他改变主意也为心软。
So for example, when it's used in Numbers, it says here, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being, and then this is the translation, that he should change his mind, meaning that God should not do this.
所以在民数记里说到神非人并不至说谎也非人子并不至后悔。
And in verse Samuel, this is the translation, he who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he is not a human being that he should change his mind.
在撒母耳前书说到以色列的大能者必不至说谎也不至后悔因为他并非是人绝不后悔
So if you were to read from Numbers and 1 Samuel your impression will be oh God does not do this
所以从这两节经文中我们看到神不这么做
Yet let's read now from Exodus chapter 32
可是在出埃及第32章
He says here whyThis is Moses talking to God. Moses told God, why should the Egyptians say that it was with evil intent that he meaning God, brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth?
摩西这么说，为什么使埃及人议论说他领他们出去是要降祸于他们，把他们杀在山中，将他们从地上除灭？
And then Moses told God,Okay, turn from your fierce anger, relent. This is the word, all right? Relent and do not bring disaster on your people.
然后摩西就跟神说，求你转意，不发你的烈怒，后悔，不降祸于你的百姓。
You know, obviously Moses never read from Numbers and 1 Samuel.
当然摩西没有从民数记跟撒母耳书。
If he had read, I could have told him that, hey, God does not, you know, change his mind. He doesn't relent.But then I read on in Exodus, he said, then God relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he has threatened.
于是耶和华后悔不把所说的话祸降临于他的百姓。
So how do we deal with this word here?
所以我们应该如何看待后悔这个字呢?
How do we deal with this word where in some context we're told that God does, yet in some context he does not do?
因为我们看到在某些情况下神后悔，可是某些情况下他不这么做呢。
Now one commentator has a solution that I find very interesting.
一位评论员有一个很好的解决方案。
And this is what he said. He said that this word can be best understood in accounting terms.
他建议这个词后悔可以用会计的角度来看待。
In bookkeeping, the ledgers must always be kept in balance.
在记账时，账本始终要保持平衡。
Debits must equal credits.
信款相等于贷款。
And if the books get out of balance, then something must be adjusted.
如果账簿出现了不平衡，必须做出一些调整。
And so when God sets a cause for punishment,
所以当上帝设立了处罚的这个程序，
it can be counterbalanced.By an act of grace that revokes that punishment.
也可以用怜悯来抵消、撤销该处罚。
And when God used grace to revoke punishment, He actually puts the ledger back to balance.
并把这个账本呢带回到平衡点。
God is known as a God who does not let evil stand on the books.
神是一位不允许邪恶的神。
But he is also one that will either balance it with grace and mercy.
但他却以恩典怜悯来平衡。
Or he can balance it with punishment.
或用惩罚来平衡这账本。
Now, if we were to read today's passage again,
若我们重新再阅读今天的经文，
you might notice how often the words God saw.And in God's sight and in the eyes of the Lord happen in today's passage.
你可能会注意到这些话，耶和华见人，在神面前和在耶和华眼前。
You might be wondering, what is God doing with all this looking?
神在看什么呢？
Now that we understand this word properly, God is actually doing a routine auditing of His creation.
原来他正在审计他的创造。
And after doing his audits, he sees that there is much that needs regretting.
有些事物让他感觉很后悔。
需要调整。
需要调整。
But God also sees Noah.
但是神也看见挪亚。
And it says here, Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
这么说，挪亚在神眼前蒙恩。
And if God was to just, you know, punish all, then that would, you know, not be fair to Noah. So that also needs adjusting.
如果因为神处罚所有的人，那就对挪亚不公平，所以他也需要调整。
And because God also sees Noah, then Noah's salvation is secured in the midst of judgment.
所以挪亚的救恩就在审判中被定下。
Now I'd like to use this to draw both reflections together for our message today.
我希望以此来思考我们今天的信息。
I think it's interesting that in our passage today, we don't have just the sons of God who saw good and took. We also have God seeing.
我们看到我们不只是有神的儿子看见好取来，我们也看到神也在看。
Sometimes we only care about what we see.
有时我们只是关心到我们看到的是什么。
What is appealing to us?
什么是让我们感到喜悦。
We saw what is good and we take.
我们看到我们所喜欢的，我们就要拿，要夺走。
But let us remember today that God is not the blind watchmaker who has created a world and then just left it running.
可是让我们也警惕，神不是就创造了我们就让这个世界自己的来运行。
If we revisit Genesis 1 to 3, we can deduce that God has actually created a world where He can walk with mankind.
当我们重温创世纪一到三章，我们可以推断出神所创造的世界是他可以与人同行的。
And since God is here to stay in this world with us,
因为上帝是永在的。
God also sees.
他也看见。
I think that we should.Not only care about what we see, we should also learn to care about what God sees.
我认为我们不应该只关心到我们所看见的，也想想神所看见的。
Because if we do not have this double perspective,
因为若我们没有这种双重的角度，
if we just take whatever we want that we see that is good,
当我们夺取我们要的任何的东西，
we put creation in turmoil and we corrupt the earth.
我们将使创造动荡和毁坏地球。
When we abuse the environment, it will result in climate change.
当我们滥用环境时，会导致气候变化。
When we cross the boundary in our freedom of speech,
当我们在自由言论中越界，
we can lead to riots or even wars.
可能会导致骚乱甚至战争。
And if we attempt to use violence to resolve, you know, territorial disputes.
当我们用暴力来解决土地上的纠纷，
I think it would be a downward spiral towards away from peace.
就更加远离和平。
Today we do not have giants.
今天我们并没有巨人在当中。
But our weapons are more deadly than giants.
但是我们的武器比巨人更致命。
So whenever we see something good and desirable,
因此每当我们看到好的东西。很想取过来时
First see it pass the audit of God.
首先看他是否通过神的审核。
Whatever God has given is more than enough for mankind.
上帝所给人类的已经很足够了。
I think what is often lacking is the wisdom of self-control.
可是缺乏的往往是自我控制的智慧。
Let us learn not to be only seeing what is good.
让我们学习不单单只看见好的事物，
but also learn to be seeing God Himself.
也学会来看见神。
Let us be seeing good and seeing God.
让我们看见好的事物，也看见神。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because the world that you have created is good. Though there are many good things you have put before us, but Lord, let us also have wisdom to know the boundaries, to obey your will, because it is your word that is the best of all creation. Let us learn to be obedient to your word, and let your word be a guiding light in our life. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.